Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Heavenly Father, I thank you to God for the opportunity to share your word once again. Thank you to God for keeping us, protecting us, guiding us. And God, we want your will to be done in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I'm going to continue today on the series, Meet Me Here. And as I was putting together this sermon, it reminded me, have you ever been at a time where you were trying to meet up with somebody and you were like, hey, let's go meet at this coffee shop, or let's go meet at this restaurant, or let's go meet here? You basically set up a meeting place so you can actually have a spot where you guys can meet. And sometimes you do that because there might be too much noise in your house. There may be just too much going on in different places. And you're saying, hey, let's set someplace up. Let's put it on our calendar so we can meet. God wants us to do that with him. He wants to have a meeting place with you. He wants to have a spot where you could just say, hey, God, this is just for me and you. And as I was looking through YouTube a couple of weeks ago, there was a testimony by Essence Atkins. She's an actor. And in her testimony, she really literally broke down in tears about God meeting her. She was just talking to God one day and was like, God, come here and eat dinner with me. And she set a spot up for him and everything. And as she did that, she could hear the voice of God speaking to her. And she was shook. This was like one of the first time this had ever happened in her life. And she was like, wow, I can hear God's voice. And when she tried to explain it, she said it wasn't like an audible voice. She could hear God speaking to her heart. And she continued to break down and cry. And then as soon as that was done, another way that God spoke to her was she went and picked up her Bible. And the first scripture that she picked up said that God wants to have dinner with us. The scripture in Revelations that says if we open, he knocks at the door, and if we open the door, he will have supper with us, or he would eat and fellowship with us. And God wants to do that with us. Amen. I got three reasons today that we're going to make a meetings place. And the first one is to have an encounter with God. Does anybody want to have an encounter with God? When I think of an encounter, it is something that you won't forget. It's a time that God might touch you in a way that you've never been touched before. And God really wants to do that, because for me, I know when I was touched like that several times, I remember there was a time when I was in worship at our church, and this service just was worship the whole time. And as we got done, we're just all laying on the altar, literally just exhausted from the worship. But it was like God was there at such a moment. And it was like, you just know God is real. Another time was the first time I heard God speak to me. And literally every time he speaks to me, it's an encounter. But the first time was like, wow, God really speaks. He wants to talk with us. He wants to speak with us. So we have to get an encounter. I'm going to go to the first scripture that I have for that. That's in Judges chapter 6. This is the story of Gideon. All right. And it says this in Judges 6 verses 11 through 24. It says, now the angel of the Lord came and sat underneath the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Asbarite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the wine press in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. I'm going to say this. A lot of times when God speaks to us, he's going to speak to us and declare something over our lives that we don't even know. Have that ever happened to you? When God spoke to you, he said, hey, this is who you are. He brings clarity when he comes to you. Amen. Many of us are searching in life trying to find who we are, but God is saying, I'm going to bring clarity when I meet with you. Gideon said to him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt, but now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Then the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? So he said to him, oh, my Lord, how can I save Israel? Why? Because he doesn't understand who God is calling him to be. Many of us, we have those moments where God speaks to us and we're saying, I don't know about that, God. That might be good for that person, or it might be good for him or them. Or that's just not for me, God. But see, God wants to do something new in you. He wants to create in you a clean heart. He wants to renew a right spirit within you. And he wants his spirit not only to lead you, but to guide you in who God has called you to be. He's going to show you. He's going to navigate through life. He's going to help you navigate through life. Verse 15 again, he says, so he said to him, oh, my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said to him, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man. Then he said to him, if now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talk with me. Do not depart from here, I pray, until I come to you and bring out my offering and set it before you. And he said, I will wait until you come back. See, this is the thing, too, about when we have a meeting place with God. We are able to ask God questions. Yeah, I've heard people say never question God, right? It's not that we question God. Sometimes we need clarity. And Gideon does this. For the people that have read this before, after the encounter that he has with God, he's like, God, if you're sure, I need this to happen. I'm going to put this carpet here. If it's you, put dew all around it. All right. Then he did that one day. And he was like, oh, that could have been a coincidence. He said, then let's do it the opposite way. And God did it to confirm his word. God doesn't only want to speak to you. He wants to confirm his word to you. Amen. So it says, so Gideon went in and prepared a young goat and unleavened bread from an ephah of flour. The meat he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot. And he brought them out to him under the terebinth tree and presented them. Then the angel of the God said to him, take the meat and the unleavened bread and lay them on this rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put out the end of his staff, that was in his hand, and touched the meat and the unleavened bread. And the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. Now Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord. So Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. Then the Lord said to him, peace be with you. Do not fear. You shall not die. So Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, the Lord is peace. To this day, it is still in Ophrah of the Abizrites. Sorry about that. But listen, after you have a meeting with God, what happens is once you understand who God is, you begin to worship. He brought a sacrifice unto God, right? God accepted his sacrifice, and Gideon was like, wow, I got to set up a place here. I got to set up an altar here to God because he just did something in my life that I don't want to forget. See, many times altars are places or things that we build so we won't forget who God is. Many times you're in a church and they have what they call the altar. Why? Because when people come up, there needs to be an experience that happens in their life that they won't forget. God doing something. Usually they're getting rid of something and accepting his mantle upon their life. But God wants to do that with us. He has a mantle. He's saying, meet me here, have an encounter, hear the word, and let me confirm the word that I have for your life. Amen. It's very important to do that. And then after that, we worship. Worship continues to tell God that he is great. We are grateful to him, and we are willing for him to come back. Come on back, God. Come back and meet me here. Amen. It says, I have another thing. Sometimes we need to meet with God. We say, God, meet me here because I need a checkup. Anybody need a checkup? Sometimes we need a checkup, right? And some of those times it's like we need to find out what's going on. Sometimes things are just not going well. I'm going to say this, and I've said this many times. With 2020, it's a year of getting checkups, right? God is trying to check up on you. He's trying to check up on you. He is trying to check up on you. And sometimes God has to stir some circumstances around you so you can come get a checkup. See, a lot of us don't go to the doctor when we feel good. Right. We're like, oh, man, something's not right. I must have pulled something. I'm gonna have to go check. I'm gonna have to go get a checkup so the doctor can check up on me and see what's up. But God is the great physician and he wants to check up on you. Amen. I'm gonna go to Psalms chapter 26. We're just gonna read that chapter. And it says, vindicate me, O Lord. For I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted in the Lord. I shall not slip. Examine me. Here's that part right here, O Lord. And prove me. Try my mind and my heart. For your loving kindness is before my eyes. And I have walked in your truth. Many times, you may be doing the right things, but God still wants to have a checkup with you. You can't be so right where you don't need a checkup from God. Right. That's when you start doing things in your own strength and you have to continue to say, God, I need you to direct me. God, I need to check in and make sure I'm still on the right path. Even though God has given you that word, even though he said something to you, he still wants to make sure that you are connected with him. Amen. I know my wife, she works in her boss. We'll just check in periodically. Hey, how you doing? How's everything going? And why does she do that? Because she wants to make sure things are going smoothly. God should have that same talk with you. If we're willing to just say, God, how's it going? He might say, hey, how's it going, Marquise? What's going on? What's going good? What's going bad? Tell me. And he wants to hear it, but he also wants to fix it. Amen. I know the old church would say, won't he do it? Yes, he will. Amen. It says, I have not sat with adulterous mortals, nor will I go in with the hypocrites. I have hated the assembly of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, so I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim the voice of thanksgiving and tell of your wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not gather my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands is a sinister scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My foot stands in an even place. In the congregations, I will bless the Lord. Now, some people, as they read this, they might say, man, David is really bragging about who he is, but I really believe this is a prayer. He said, examine me, God. And part of his prayer is, God, help me to walk upright before you. Help me to be a leader amongst these people so that they can see not just me, but they can see you. Help me not be given to bribes. Help me not be given to all these different things that people are quick to shed innocent blood. Help me not be attached to that. And help me be a man of integrity. That's a prayer. And when we check in with God, he will make sure. He might say, hey, Marquise, you got to watch that area of your life. He might say, I keep saying my name, but he might say your name. You got to watch that area in your life. Another verse that I have is 2 Corinthians 13:5. It says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified. Now, when I hear this scripture, once again, people might say you're testing yourself. There might be a test that you have to test yourself, but you're not testing yourself by yourself. You're testing yourself by the word of God, right? You look at the word of God and you say, God, am I lined up with what your word says? If not, God, I need your strength. This is my examination right now. You know, it gets real when they start putting your blood pressure when they start checking your blood pressure, right, and they start poking you and doing all these different things, and many people get fearful. Why? Because there could be a chance that something's not right. But God wants to make everything right in your life. Amen. He wants to have an examination. Somebody say, meet me here. Lastly, God wants us to meet with him so we can surrender to God. surrendering to God is not always the easiest thing, because many times we don't pray because we think we could figure it out. We say, God, I got this. God, I can handle this. It's not that bad, God. But God wants you to surrender your very life to him. One of the things about God being Lord, and if you've been around me, you've heard me say this before. When God is Lord of your life, you actually go through him for everything. You're saying, God, does this please you? Okay, cool. I'll do this. God, is this honoring to you? Because I want to be pleasing and honoring in your sight. God, I want even the things that I look at to be pleasing to you. So I will do this. Okay, God, you don't want me to do that? Okay. This is the part of the things that happen when we have a meeting with God. But he wants you to surrender and let him be Lord of your life. He wants me to surrender to allow him to be Lord of my life. Because God is greater. He's greater than anything that I know. He's the greatest thing. The Bible says his ways are higher than ours. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And many times, if we don't have these meet-ups with God, our mind starts getting puffed up. See, pride is a sneaky thing. It's not always like, oh, yeah, I got pride. Pride can be somebody, it could be in somebody, and they don't even know it. But it will cause you not to ask questions. It will cause you to think, oh, man, that person don't know what they're talking about. I can figure this out. And pride, the very sin, was a thing that got Satan kicked out of heaven, which brought all sin really onto the earth. Pride is the leader. So we have to stay humble and seek God. Amen. Matthew 18, verses 1 through 5 is my last passage, and then we'll be closing. It says, at that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst, and said, assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as a little child or little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives me, or whoever receives one little child like this in my name, receives me. Now, when I see this scripture, and I actually was doing a Bible devotional on this earlier this week, just talking about how a child is willing to learn. When you have little kids, they watch everything you do. My little son, Marcel, he watches everything I do. And as soon as I turn my back, he goes and tries to do it. It's funny sometimes, because there's some stuff, it's like, that's not for you yet, man. He gets on my computers. He wants to send emails. He grabs my phone. He sent a text message to a whole bunch of people last night. He does all these things because he's watching and learning. When we meet with God, God wants you to watch and learn. Watch how he moves. Submit yourself and say, God, I am your student. Even when I'm reading the word, God, I don't understand it all. So God, help me understand what your word is saying. God wants to meet with you. Amen. Let us pray. God, I pray to God that this word would just stir up a hunger and a thirst for us to be in your presence, to want to be close to you, to want to be next to you, to want to hear your voice, to want you to lead our lives. God, we humble ourselves and we say, God, we need you more than ever. So move in our lives, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. If that was impactful to you, just, you know, hit that thumbs up. Amen. And make sure you share it with somebody else that this may impact. Amen. God bless you.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon. And we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.